Have you signed up for Syrup yet? It's free. It's also free of algorithms, ads, bots, and data tracking. Sign up today. In this week's Best of Syrup post, we'd like to bring your attention to this unbelievable holy cow did that actually happen story. An Australian's face-to-face encounter with cougars in Whistler. And living to tell the tale. Andrew Borage had been aware of cougar sightings in the area when he ventured out to Singing Pass Trail on June 24. I was aware of the cougar sightings and the closures around the bike park and so forth. So I checked these and the trail up to the hut wasn't closed, that section of Garibaldi Park wasn't closed, he said. But I am not naive, cougars move, as do all other animals. And so a mild bit of trepidation, but I didn't feel that I was doing something silly. The following day, around 8 a.m., he began his hike down from the hut. Some 7 kilometers late, he noticed some movement on the trail ahead. I immediately knew it was something big, he recalled, believing it was black bears. At one point, a cougar was within touching distance, and standing over Borage as he was on the ground, he had lost his footing. Read the full story on The Peak. In other news, we've now learned that the Isman Creek wildfire burning north of Lytton was accidentally started by RCMP equipment failure. Police confirmed a wheel fell off a trailer hauling an RCMP boat on Tuesday afternoon on Highway 12, sending a shower of sparks into the ditch and igniting what's now become a 130-hectare blaze. It's hard to describe, but it was almost like there was gasoline on the ground or something. The grass is so dry that all those sparks just immediately were flames, said one witness, who was driving behind the trailer, with one vehicle separating them. The RCMP's underwater recovery team was towing its boat back to the lower mainland from nearby Seton Lake, where Mounties had been searching for a swimmer believed to have drowned after diving in off a cliff. A Sawa Senator resident who regularly fishes for Dungeness crabs is asking people not to poach crab traps off the shore from Sawa Senator Causeway Beach. The poaching is bad, Don Kennett told The Optimist, noting it's easy to poach because the water is shallow. This year, his crab trap has been poached 2 or 3 times. Last year, it was a half dozen times. Please crab legally, he said. Please don't poach. And lastly, Coffet resident Amanda Haglund decided to do something a little different this Canada Day. She plunged into the icy waters on Squim Mountain, about an hour hike from downtown Powell River. Brave hikers. 3 hikers ascended Squim Mountain on Tuesday, July 1. One of the hikers, Amanda Haglund, decided to take a dip in the icy waters. Ali Moore photo. What is Syrup? Our parent company, Lodestar Media, launched a new social newsfeed for Canadians. Syrup helps fill the gap left by Meta's ban on Canadian news. It's a space Canadian journalists can share their stories, free of ads and bots. Everyday folks can post too, engage with journalists in the comments and upvote their favorite stories. We're just getting started. We even have a sweet contest going on right now, to get folks communicating and connecting. Join the Syrup family today. Each week, we'll highlight 3 or more stories on Syrup in this best of article. Are you a journalist on Syrup? Email hello@syrupsocial.com to get verified. Video produced by Alana Kelly.